Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The second migration to Abyssinia, the kuffar started troubling the Muslims even more. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed a second migration towards Abyssinia. When the Quraysh learned that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were safe in Abyssinia and that they were peacefully practicing Islam, the Quraysh had a meeting. At this, Amr ibn al-As and Abdullah bin Abi Rabi'ah to Nigus, the king of Abyssinia. They took lots of gifts and presents to Nigus and his ministers to try and win them over. Amr ibn al-As and Abdullah bin Abi Rabi'ah went to Abyssinia. They offered their gifts to Nigus's wives and friends. They said, "A few foolish youngsters of our city have left their religion and began living in your city. In fact, they left their religion and have not become Christians, but they have entered a completely new religion. The leader asked to ask the king to hand them over to us. We beg you to speak to the king to hand them over to us without any problems." After giving their gifts and begging the ministers, they received their full support. Amr ibn al-As and Abdullah bin Abi Rabi'ah did not want the king to call the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and to speak to them. They did not want the king to listen to what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had to say. The king became very angry. He made it clear to them that he will not hand them over without proper investigation and without first speaking to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He said, "How can I hand them over to the enemies without first investigating properly?" He then sent one of his messengers to call the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When the messenger called them, a Sahabi became very worried and asked, "What would you say when you are in front of the king? In other words, the king is a Christian whilst we are Muslims. We do not agree on many beliefs." Another Sahabi said, "We will say whatever our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and we will do as he has coached us. We will not break his instruction." Nonetheless, when they came to the court, they made salam only and did not bow down before the king. The ministers became very upset at the Muslims. They asked the Muslims, "Why didn't you bow down before the king?" Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu replied, "We do not bow before anyone besides Allah. Allah Ta'ala has sent a prophet to us and he instructed us not to bow down." The other Muslims said, "Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in this way with salam only. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also informed us that the people of Jannah would greet each other with salam. As for bowing down before anyone, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. How can we bow down before you and make you equal with Allah?" Nigus then asked, "Which religion have you accepted?" Thereafter, Ja'far radiallahu anhu delivered a very touching sermon. Inshallah, we'll continue from there. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, astaghfirullah.